track number two, web accessibility of Canadian banking / financial services. Research report. It's easy to imagine the challenges that access to online banking / financial services can be for people living with disabilities. Simply paying bills, downloading monthly statements, sending Interact payments, or even searching transactions can be major challenges. However, with the appropriate accommodation technologies, people with functional impairments can navigate and interact on the internet more easily when websites meet certain accessibility standards. However, although the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, WCAG 2.0, have existed for more than 10 years, we see that the accessibility of online banking / financial services is still fraught with difficulties. What is the purpose of our study? We have produced a description of the accessibility of the main Canadian banking / financial institutions' online services to educate their administrators on how to improve the accessibility of their online services, equip them with tools they need to respond more adequately to the needs of people living with functional impairments. Our study includes an online service appreciation poll, compliance verification using automated web accessibility testing tools, WAVE and AXE Dev tools, an analysis of functional and appreciation testing by a group of testers with disability, and a recommendation guide. Accessibility legislation. The Accessibility Canada Act includes the requirement for banks to prepare and publish accessibility plans for recognizing, eliminating, and preventing obstacles at several organizational levels, policies, programs, practices, services. And this refers us to footnote number one, which reads as follows. https://www.canada.ca/en/employment-social-development/programs/accessible-people-disabilities/act-summary.html. Back to the main text. However, we see that the accessibility of information and transaction services still includes its share of difficulties, especially for people living with visual disabilities. But it can affect people living with hearing, motor, and cognitive impairment as well. There is a law on the matter. So why are there still problems with the accessibility of online services? Adopted in 2019, the Accessible Canada Act is still new, so we have to give those running the banking / financial institutions time to adjust to it. Furthermore, despite the good intentions of its creators, it's currently not very constraining, which, in our opinion, is slowing down its application. By raising people's awareness of and promoting good accessibility practices, we, with the RAC, are now adding another block to the foundation of a more inclusive society. What do the people running banking / financial institutions think of web accessibility? Most financial institutions have some kind of statement on their websites concerning their implemented efforts to promote and facilitate different aspects of universal accessibility. And this refers us to footnote 2, which reads as follows. https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/universal_design. Universal with a capital U. Back to the main text. Specifically, that can include the accessibility of their buildings for people with reduced mobility, short stature, and visual impairments, access ramps, ATMs with vocal assistance, etc., accessibility to employment and training, accessibility of information and documents. For our purposes here, we will focus on policies that have to do specifically with the accessibility of online services, internet and mobile. The overall impression one gets from reading those policies is that several financial institutions do not seem to be sufficiently in keeping with the reality of accessibility issues. In some cases, the tenor of their statements on accessibility appears to indicate rather the language of facade rather than of real engagement to best serving people living with disabilities. But best practices have been observed and clearly show that the administrators of some banking/financial institutions seem to be more concerned about accessibility issues. Among those best practices, we can point out the methodologies used to test accessibilities, efforts to comply with accessibility guidelines, access to resources facilitating the use of online services, access to accessible alternatives formats, access to human technical assistance. How did we conduct our testing? To best understand the nature of the problems that people living with disabilities can face when using online banking/financial services, we used several data collection methods. 1. Poll with 65 respondents across Quebec. 2. Compliance test using automated web accessibility testing tools. And 3. Functional assessments involving people living with disabilities.